Hello and welcome to week 15 or 16 of the MLS show with
Dero. Why do you always go into the weeks? No, we don't know.
I don't know, man.
It's definitely at least 17 because teams have that's probably 18.
Episode 15, maybe. Episode 15 or 15 or something like that. Well, it was a good episode last week. My heater continues. I've hit at least 3 out of my 4 each week. And Ben, we broke.
Ben stinks. That's, I don't think you should have finished that.
Do what?
You should have said, and Ben stinks.
No, you had a winning week because you hit your underdog.
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't get mad about winning weeks in MLS betting.
And
you're wearing your FC Dallas shirt today in celebration.
In honor of the burn that is gone and going on outside of my window.
Yes, in honor of the burn and in
thankfulness. The burn and the smoke outside of my window.
Yeah, and thankfulness that they lost to Nashville last week, too. So
yes, also because of that.
Not a bad week overall. We'll take another winning week for the show. I think we're at 3 or 4 in a row. I need to update the tracker. I've been very lazy on that. But we'll get right into it this week. It's a good board this week. It's an MLS that now has potentially Lionel Messi, but not this weekend, Ben. Let's start off with you. You hit your underdog last week, and as I was looking at the board, there's two plays. I'm not BSing here when I say this. There's two plays I was looking at, and this was the other one.
Oh, we're going to underdog this week.
No. Sorry. Just favorite.
Oh, we're going favorite. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird week. Or it's like there's a lot of games like I can definitely talk myself into.
Yeah.
There's no like definites. I wouldn't say. Like, I guess maybe you feel differently. But I went with RSL at home against NYCFC.
There's a lot of teams going east or west. Like, yeah. There's a lot of teams traveling in a lot of time zones this week.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, NYC traveling to Mountain Time Zone. Long trip. I know we know RSL played midweek with a lot of their starters, but, you know, they're at home plenty of time.
I don't really put a lot of stock into that when it's home.
If you have two home games, it's not that big of a deal. Obviously, we know NYCFC has stunk it up lately. They have, and on the road, they have especially stunk it up. They have 3 points in 8 road games. I'm going to go to the tally. Yeah, that's not good. Not good for them. So we're going to say that continues. RSL, I think, have not been playing great soccer generally. If we're looking at the XG numbers, they're probably looking at them at pretty similar type teams in terms of their levels, average to maybe slightly below average so far this year and over the more recent time period. But I just think with the NYC traveling Mountain Time Zone, they obviously don't go to RSL very much. So I think RSL can get 3 points here.
Yeah, and it's not a bad number. And yeah,
plus money.
Where you see the team struggle in the mountains like this is, you know, later in the game too. If it's close, a lot of times the team traveling to the mountains will run out of gas. And yeah, I like that pick a lot. That was one of the ones that stuck out. And the other pick that stuck out to me this weekend, like you said, there's a lot you could probably talk yourself into, but I'm looking at Charlotte this weekend. I saw it at plus 145. And when I was looking at some of the other ones, it's like right around even money. In MLS, you always want to go with the bigger odds when you can get them. And plus 145, I don't think anyone's going to say Charlotte is a better team than Seattle. But when you look at the circumstances around the game, Seattle, they just played 3 home games and they scored 1 goal. That is not what you think of with the Sounders. And I mean, the XG says they created more chances than that, but they're not scoring goals offensively. Jordan Morris, Schmetzer said he might play like a cameo this weekend, but he's not going to start for them. Rui Diaz isn't going to start for them most likely. And I like them to go to Charlotte against a Charlotte team that is scoring goals. They've only been shut out once in their last 7 games. We cashed on them last week with the goals at Columbus. And then you look at this also, very similar to what you were saying, Seattle traveling all the way from the Northwest to the Eastern time zone. I looked back at the last couple of years. They don't play well in the Eastern time zone typically. When they lost to Cincinnati earlier this year, they lost, I think, 3 out of their 4 games in the Eastern time zone last year. They haven't scored goals in multiple games, or they haven't scored multiple goals in 10 games. So I think Charlotte could easily get a couple here. And I'm going to take Charlotte at plus 145. I think it's a nice number. I think this should probably be more like plus 110, maybe closer to even money. So I'm going to rock Charlotte this weekend. And let's transition from that, because let's hear, you got to play on this game as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, you just said they're going to score multiple goals
I
this
like
weekend,
it.
right?
Let's hope.
So we're going to say that they're going to score multiple goals, and Seattle's going to get one too, and then we're going to go over 2.5. I think this was a play where I saw Charlotte, I saw Seattle. Charlotte obviously gives up a lot of goals. I'm thinking in terms of their 8 home games, there's been 22 goals scored in their 8 home games.
Yep.
So that would lead towards, at least 2 goals in every single game. If you average it out, and then, three sometimes. And then looking at Seattle team, I think, look, they're traveling across the country. But I think maybe they're not going to win for our podcast sake. But I think they're going to come out against a team that I think they know they can score goals against and come out firing a little bit. And that's going to lead to some goals. I think if you look at Charlotte's last four home games, three of them have gone over this 2.5 number. I just think we've seen a lot from the Charlotte team and that they do give up goals, and that's going to continue against a good Sounders team.
I need to take a look at what both teams to score and Charlotte to win is at, because I may sprinkle that a little bit, because Charlotte does only have 2 shutouts this year. And so, you don't feel great about their abilities to shut out Seattle, especially if Jordan Morris comes off the bench late in the game. But yeah, both teams to score a 2-1 Charlotte win. I might sprinkle that a little bit. So I like that play. Then my favorite, this is going to be my favorite play of the weekend. And I don't have a lot of times where I look at a play and I'm like, I love this play. But I was looking at St. Louis. They're at home against the Galaxy this weekend. The Galaxy team that played at RSL last night and played all their starters, as you might expect. There's really only one thing they had left to play for this year. And they played all their starters. They didn't beat RSL. They lost 3-2. Seattle, I was looking, or St. Louis, I was looking at money line at first, which is like plus 105. But then I looked at their team total and I saw St. Louis over 1.5 team total is minus 115, almost even money. And that was shocking to me. I couldn't believe that number. LA's given up multiple goals in their last 5 away games. St. Louis has been prolific at home offensively. They've been dropped even without Joao Klaus. They've been dropping 2 goals, 3 goals, 4 goals. Things can get out of hand really fast when you're playing at St. Louis. Galaxy played midweek, gave up 3 goals to the RSL. Also, the one thing about this play that maybe the books are taking into account is the fact that it's a noon kickoff in St. Louis. Might be really hot. I don't really know. It's probably going to be hot. Might be a slower pace. But to pay 20 cents, I can see there's only one scenario where if you take St. Louis money line, where you would win 1-0, that if you take the team total over 1.5, you wouldn't win. And I see a lot of scenarios where this could be a 2-2, 3-3 type thing, because neither of these teams play defense at all. So yeah, I mean, near even money at over 1.5 team total against the Galaxy, any team, any game that's on the road, you're probably going to take it, right? Any team at home against the
I'll
Galaxy,
take it.
yeah, I'll take it. So I couldn't turn that one down. So I'm going St. Louis team total over 1.5 for my total of the week. This one was a little interesting to me. I thought there's a slam dunk on the dog board this week, but this one that you're taking a stab at, I'm interested to hear about. You're on a one game heater here.
I'm on a, as they say, a big heater. No, I mean, I looked at yours. I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I
Okay.
couldn't get, I couldn't, I wasn't feeling it. I feel like the vibes, we'll get to it in a second, the vibes with a
Okay.
certain player on that team maybe were pretty high,
Okay.
and we'll see. Well, that'll play out over the course of the game. Anyways, yeah, I mean, look, I'm going Minnesota. They're going to Montreal, plus 240. I think what we've seen from Minnesota this year is a team playing probably a little above their talent level for most of the year. I mean, if you look at
Sure.
the XG numbers since, I think I have since April 6th, 1.6 XG per game, 1.0 expected goals against per game. That would be like an elite team
Yeah.
if you're looking at the expected goals numbers. And then, so we're saying, hey, they're playing, they've been playing really well this year, with a, lack of talent. And then Bebelo comes back
Yeah.
last week, absolutely dominates. Look, they don't win the game, but and with a 1-1 draw, if you look at, I think Wiebe put out the XG chart. It's pretty nuts. As soon as he came on in the game, it went straight up for Minnesota. If look,
Hey.
he's probably not going to start again this. He's probably not going to start again this week. But maybe play the last 30 minutes. Come in. Maybe it's a tie game. On the road, with 30 minutes to go, comes in, gets his team a goal. And look, we know Minnesota. What is their record on the road? Four, wins in 9 games. That's pretty freaking good. So, look, Montreal is a strong, has been a really strong home team. But, I think with all those factors from Minnesota, I think it was worth a stab at +240.
Okay, I'm a little more sold now. I didn't think about Reynoso coming back, and I think that we may have mentioned that a little bit, how you're only probably going to get a few weeks of Minnesota to discount once Reynoso comes back before that number gets a lot lower that you're going to get them. So yeah, I mean that's I didn't think about Reynoso, so I'll give you a little credit there. That was a pretty good idea on that one. I'm looking at for my dog this week. I am looking to the East Coast also, and I'm going with DC United. DC United is playing at Atlanta. DC United's been playing well. It's weird to like Wayne Rooney's doing something right. He's getting results. They've only lost once in their last 6 games. They've scored 8 goals in their last 4 games, and I will say every time I want to back an underdog that can score goals. I don't care if they give up goals. It's much easier to win on the road when you can score goals. And the XG backs it up. They're +5 XG in their last 5 games. Absolutely worked Miami last weekend to one on the road. They played Necaxa in a friendly midweek, but I don't think that really matters. So here's the thing. They're playing Atlanta. Now you would certainly, I don't like fading Atlanta at home ever, right? Like that's a tough one. But Ben, where was Atlanta last night? What coast were they on?
They were on the West Coast.
They were on the West Coast as of we are recording at about 2 p.m. Central Time. They're on the West Coast as of about 12 hours ago. So they have to fly all the way back to Atlanta. The game is at 6:30. It's not a Sunday game. It's a Saturday game. First game of the weekend. That is a really quick turnaround against a DC United team that has been on the East Coast, doesn't have a long way to travel. And yeah, they played a friendly, but I don't really take too much of that into account. +310. So I'm doing a half unit at +310. And the double chance is even money. So if it draws, you basically get your money back. It's a push. I think this game will probably be a draw. But when you look at the number and you see what is more likely to win here, DC United or Atlanta, when all the numbers back up, they're probably pretty similar teams overall. I'm going to have to back DC United this weekend at +310. I can't turn it down. I think it's a really nice number. So we will roll with DC United this weekend. And last, you were texting me. We were texting during the Columbus game last weekend. Columbus had 3 goals before halftime, and you had Zellerai on. I had Cucho. If you told me Columbus was going to score 3 goals and you don't get one from Zellerai on, that's a little bit
Oh, good. Yeah,
of pain.
that was not pretty. Also, Colorado, for the record, my best bet last week, absolutely dominated their wins.
Dominated,
Like
dominated.
absolutely, and with a man down, they absolutely dominated. So that was BS. They would have won if there was a.
You were this close to just a monster
That was so bad. I was watching. I was like, this is utter domination. I was like, who's Denneman? Anyways, yeah, unlucky last week. I would have picked Cucho, but you picked him, so I had to just do the
weekend.
head to head.
Okay. I'll take
Well,
the
that's what happened. I did. You picked him first.
that's true. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was the case. Clearly, okay. So I would
Well,
have picked
who do you got this
Cucho.
week?
This week, I have. I look. We're just gonna go back to the well of
Yeah.
good players, best players in the league. Who's the best player in the league so far this year? Denny
Good question.
Bouanga. Bouanga has coming off 2 games where he hasn't scored, including CCL. So he's pissed. Look, he's played a lot of minutes this week. So maybe I don't even care if he starts, honestly. He still probably will score against Houston. Well, you give me like whatever. He may or may not start. We'll see. I might pull it
You can
off
see
I
him.
might pull it if he doesn't start, whatever. But +120. We're still getting plus money for Danny Bowanga at this point of the year. I don't really understand that. Look, they're going to Houston. Houston's been a good home team, but I think they've given up 9. They've given up 9 goals, or no? Well, they give up 9 goals in 2 games. Then they give up a 10th goal in a third game, which they won, obviously, but that was Open Cup.
They'll fall
Whatever.
apart on you.
They scored, they've given up 9 goals the last 2 MLS games. They're going to give up at least one here. LAFC's pissed. So, but Wong is going to get one here.
I like it. I'm continuing my, well, I guess I didn't really go off the board last weekend, but I'm on a 2-game goal scoring pick streak. So I'll try and keep that going. I went a little bit off the board with Gotti Kenda this week for Sporting Kansas City. I like Sporting. That's a game, honestly, I'm probably going to I'm probably going to put a unit on Sporting. They're even money against Austin this week, and I think Sporting is figuring it out quite a bit. And Gotti Kindo, when I look at kind of the goal scorers here, he's kind of that midfielder that hits the play late. But he scored. I was kind of looking at where the chance has been falling for Sporting in the last three games, and he's actually been getting a lot of them. He's plus 255. He scored in their last home game. So I'm going with Gadi Kinda to score plus 255. Let's see if I can stay hot. A little bit of a heat check. And we'll keep it going.
This is definitely a heat check.
Yeah, Gadi Kinda the heat check for sure. But I did get that Chinoso 04 from Montreal. So we're gonna keep riding. Well, Ben, let's see if we can have another big week. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Bet MLS.